Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Okay, so let's talk about SmackDown.
Because I think there's a sound effect you need to hit right about now.
Wait, you mean, I know what sound effect we should hit right now, Greg. You're so smart.
Well, you normally do. Now,
this is your SmackDown synopsis.
That wasn't it. That wasn't what I was expecting to hear.
Were you expecting to hear, gotta go fast, gotta go faster, 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 faster?
No, I was actually expecting to hear the Mario warning. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no. Yeah, either one, though, any of those three works, because we're basically just rushing through this, because this is, dude, like, in a weekend where you can be watching not Blue Kane, because apparently there was a cease and desist, so he is now Blue Pain versus Matt Cardona, or you can go and watch, you know, DDT, or you can go watch, like, there's just too much wrestlings, and I think we got the short end of the stick, because we had to review SmackDown.
Well, what did we say last week? We said that really we're here for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and that's really it. And honest to God, that's really what you needed on this show.
Yeah, everything else was inappropriate or unoffensive or
something.
It was something. Okay, so KO show, Randy, Logan Paul interrupts. Turns out he's over at the stadium. You get a good shot at what the stadium looks like. And Kevin Owens and Randy Orton go over to attack, and Theory and Waller chase after them, and there's a chase in a golf cart. That's until later.
Yeah.
Battle Royal, Greg. Let's go through a few highlights, and if I miss something, you feel free to jump in. Omos is in this, so he gets his, like, three matches a year.
Yes.
MVP.
MVP came out, yeah.
So, Pretty Deadly tries to convince everybody to attack Omos, which is really what they should have done.
I mean, smart play.
But nobody helps Pretty Deadly because nobody likes Pretty Deadly. One of the Pretty Deadly members gets biffed over, and the other one jumps out.
And, I mean, that is probably also smart play.
And then, eight people get eliminated before the commercial.
Yeah.
Including the Creeds notably throwing out into Sheer, and Jinder Mahal, the only WWE champion in this battle royal, gets tossed.
Yeah.
I'm smiling at Greg, like, what the hell? Anyways, as we come back, the Creed brothers and Omos are eliminating each other.
That is true. And that is what we had.
Wade Barrett yells, Meat Mania, as Ivar, Bronson Reed, and Otis are just beating the heck out of each other.
Yes.
Okay, JD McDonagh's skulking around, and he pulls Ricochet out. Jerk. So Ricochet can win the high-speed title, but he can't on X, but he can't win this thing. And for his trouble, we have Tozawa blast Ricochet over the top rope.
Yeah, I loved Tozawa in this match, and I really hoped deep down that maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, no. Some highlight, though, is with Otis. He rolls underneath a clothesline. He does a forward roll underneath a clothesline. It looks awesome, but it doesn't matter. He gets thrown out. And then the scariest part of the match was, I think you were supposed to have Ivar throw Tozawa into Otis, and he overshot him, or Otis was in the wrong position. And Tozawa just went flying into the ring, ringside staging. I was worried that he was unconscious.
Yeah, he seemed okay though. So,
okay, so we get Ivar versus Bronson Reed. They're like smashing each other. There's a doom salt that's missing. Bronson Reed wins. It was Meat Mania, Greg, just as we wanted.
There's nothing more than I was looking for this weekend than some Meat Mania.
Okay. Final Testament nonsense promo. Don't watch it.
Fast forwarded through this. So good. Glad I missed this crap.
Logan Paul is back in the arena, and turns out that the good guys are back there and they're working together. Randy Orton hits an RKO.
Sure. Sure.
Dragon Lee gets beat up backstage.
Yeah, so I knew that something like this was happening because I saw the post on Twitter that said, yeah, the main event is changing. And then I just was starting to hold out hope that maybe it was, you know, maybe it was the Grayson Waller and Austin Theory maybe coming out of that tag match. I didn't know where it was going to be, but the Dragon Lee thing, was it just me or was it like mic'd really terrible tonight? Like I couldn't hear Jason Ayers at all try to say, hey, Dragon Lee is hurt later on.
Yeah, Dragon Lee's hurt, and essentially it sets up Zelina being upset, coming out and fighting Electra Lopez, and she's distracted. And the notable part about this is that Electra Lopez has Dominic Mysterio, has Andrade, and the other guy.
Santos Escobar?
Yeah, so everybody's there.
And so when did Andrade come into this? Was this from Monday Night Raw that I missed?
This was from Raw. He was hanging out with them backstage. And so basically all of the scoundrels are there. And at one point, we see Electra show off her power. There is a 619 into a DDT, which looks just like Andrade's DDT by Zelina. But she gets distracted and Electra hits her electric shock for the win. Andrade ends up siding with Zelina and Rey, and it looks like that's what we're getting. And Carlito still can't get a WrestleMania spot.
Yeah, so here's the question for you. Is it going to be Andrade double turning? Or is it going to be Carlito turning?
Or could it be both of them turning, and we'll just have Carlito, Andrade, like just all of the scummy Mexican people, including Dom, they'll just make a new faction.
Fair enough.
As Boris is, I think it was Boris, or maybe it was Blondone that came up with the better name, which was our Raw Dog, I think, called them the Mexican Super Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just no. I mean, Boris can say that, but I don't think two white dudes should be saying that.
I see nothing. I hear nothing.
Okay, exactly. That's right. Naomi, Bianca, and Jade come out in cowboy hats and point at the sign.
Yeah, they realized that we weren't in Texas, right? Like, we were in Philly.
Why are they wearing hats, Greg?
So I fast-forwarded through this, but I was like, when I saw the first one come out, I was like, okay, why is she in a cowboy hat? Second one come out, I'm like, okay, why is she in a cowboy hat? And then let's do like a recap of Jade Cargill from last week. And then eventually Jade Cargill decides she's going to come out and she's in a cowboy hat. That's when I really start to think to myself, I'm like, where are we? Oh, right. We're in Philly. Yeah. A place that's well known for cowboy hats.
Greg, I think this was a bet. This is like, do you think we can get away with wearing these three cowboy hats on TV?
Redonkulous.
Also redonkulous, Jay cuts a pretty good promo. He's going to fight both of his brothers. Yeet. New Catch Republic had a match with A-Town Down Under. The match really doesn't matter because Judgment Day comes out and attacks after New Catch wins. Beats down both teams. Judgment Day is now keeping these titles.
No, and I really don't care. I fast-forwarded through this crap.
LA Knight basically threatens AJ Styles.
Sure. Whatever.
Main event was Jay versus Solo. Solo was the monster in the match. He did the whole big guy thing. Yeah, whatever. It was this whole thing led to...
Knew it was going to come to an end of a schmoz finish.
But the crazy part was that Jay started looking good near the end of this match. He hits his big spots. He can't wrestle a match, but boy, can he make a hot tag. So when he gets that like superhero mode where he goes super fast and he hits, you know, super kick, spear, Splash. He's awesome. But yeah, it doesn't end. Jimmy costs him, costs his brother Solo the match. DQ. They're beating up Jay. Down comes Cody and Seth. They make the save. Cody pulls off his weight belt. They start whipping people. Solo smartly rolls up and goes up the ramp. Jimmy tries to roll out and go out through the crowd. Jay throws him back in, and they just proceed to beat the hell out of poor Jimmy. And Cody cuts a promo basically saying that he's going to end his story. And when one story ends, another one begins.
Yeah.
And the only interesting thing about this is he has a new trademark where he has a trademark, something like the Revolution Era or the, oh shoot, I have to look up Cody's trademark, but he has a trademark, Greg. He bought a trademark. He saw a new era that they trademarked. Anyways, needless to say, as we're sitting here 20 minutes after SmackDown with the Hall of Fame on side screens, like, you didn't miss anything if you didn't watch SmackDown. We have done a very good job of recapping this. And so now we're going to do a unique podcast where the Hall of Fame's on. We're going to talk a little bit about our favorite memories from the other Hall of Famers. So you've got your SmackDown dose. You've gotten All Week Geekly. You're probably getting like live coverage from Dax, who's there in Philadelphia at some events.
Hanging it with our truths, right? Like, yeah,
dude, I know. I was like, there's so much stuff.
And I don't know if you noticed, his boyhood hero was in the picture too. John Cena there with R-Truth and Dax.
Friggin' Dax. Like, how could he be there with John Cena and R-Truth? Like, I mean, jerk. Anyways, love you, Dax. And invite us to the cookout next time in Philly. This is great. I am so happy for the people who are there. I'm so happy for us. Like, Greg, I got to be honest with you. Let's end with this. My pro tip for this weekend, pace yourself. I watched wrestling. I had most today off. I started watching. And for nothing, I'm watching a ton of stuff because Fight has that 1 week trial.
Yeah, you are 100% on Fight right now. I haven't had a chance. This has been a busy week for me, as we weren't sure last week if I was even going to be here tonight. My kid's in the middle of a hockey tournament. They lost their game last night. They lost their game today, so they don't play again till tomorrow night. So I will catch up with WrestleMania at some point tomorrow night when I get home and get situated.
Greg, let me give you a pro tip then. Next week, when you're through this craziness of hockey, sign up for Fight on Monday and just start enjoying it. There's like seven things on Fight now, and we haven't even really, they're having For the Culture tonight at midnight. You get big Effie's Big Gay Brunch is starting tomorrow. Like, there is wrestling from here until the end of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, and on top of it all, my mom's in town, so I'm trying to deal with her. And I also have a wife who's home with strep. So like, this is not my week. It's been crazy, and I'm looking forward to hopefully next weekend when things calm down and maybe I can catch up on stuff.
Greg's mom and Greg watching wrestling. Look, this sounds like a podcast. No. Whoa, hold on. If you can get your mom to watch Bloodsport, best podcast ever.
No, my mom is long in bed, number one.
Not now. Bloodsport was on last night. It's going to be on Fight. Like Monday afternoon, you and your mom sit down and watch Bloodsport. And you have to explain to her why everybody, these fans are singing along to a Japanese theme song. And then all of a sudden it's Kazaniare. And your mom's like, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Someone's going to have to explain it to me first too.
Oh, it was great. Anyways, yeah, enjoy wrestling fans. Enjoy your weekend. You'll have lots of coverage on the Sunday night's main event. Patreon, patreon.com/SNMEradio. For about $1 a week, you get tons of podcasts. And this week, I think we're giving you your money's worth and then some. Because, you get one Smack Daddy podcast and then another Smack Daddy podcast and about a million more. So, Greg, let's say goodnight to the folks and then we'll be back shortly with a Hall of Fame review.
All right. Good night, folks. We'll be back shortly for a Hall of Fame review.